It's 8:43. Live and local from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and a special guest today for our live and local interview. He is the envy of his struggling filmmaking peers. This bon vivant is married to a pediatrician. He has three children, and he's a member of ASCAP. He's also a member of the Directors Guild of America and SAG eligible, which I dearly love. Having lived in LA, we're all SAG eligible. Yeah. Please cast me in a film. Screenwriter and director Dan Mervish is with us. Dan, welcome. It's great to have you on board.
Thanks,
today.
Mike. Great to be here.
What brings you to town, Dan?
Well, I am screening my, I've got a couple screenings this week. Tomorrow, Thursday night, I'm screening my new film, Bernard and Huey, at the Dundee Theater at 7 p.m. And then and that's on Thursday. And then on Friday, also screening it in Lincoln at the Mary Reapman Ross. And then on Saturday, we're having a reunion screening, 25th anniversary reunion screening of Omaha the Movie, my first film. And that'll be at Film Streams downtown.
Oh, boy. Film Streams bringing you in for that from a local standpoint. And then where again in Lincoln?
At the Mary Reapman Ross at the campus.
Outstanding. Let's rewind a little bit. How on earth did you get involved in screenwriting and directing at a professional level?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Omaha and used to see, you know, art house films at UNO, had a film screening back then. So I always was kind of interested in it. And then when I went to college and in St. Louis, Washington University, took a Super 8 class, really liked that, but that was the only class I had. Then went to UCLA and did some summer classes there and actually was there at the same time Alexander Payne was there. We were both taking summer classes at the same time and really enjoyed it. And kind of kept film on the back burner for a few years while I was in college and then worked in Washington as a speechwriter to Senator Tom Harkin from Iowa. And then thought, well, if I stay in D.C., they just give you a law degree by osmosis. So I thought, well, let me try this film thing. And then got into grad school at USC. That was the only film school I could get into, but that was not too shabby. And then while I was there, I thought instead of doing just a short thesis film, why not do a full-length feature as my thesis? And that was Omaha the Movie. And then came back to Omaha, got a great local cast with like Jill Anderson and Dick Mueller and Houston Walkinshaw, and all local financing. And we made that film, Omaha the Movie.
Yeah, $38,000, the cost on that
exactly,
film.
Exactly, right.
And a great film.
Thank you.
Really just wonderful. When you first, was that your first time out at Carhenge? Because you shot at Carhenge
as exactly.
Well.
Yeah, that was my first time there, yeah.
My wife's from Alliance.
And, oh, my gosh.
So wow. I met her here in Omaha, and the very first time I went out to Carhenge, I literally, there's a picture of me with my arms spread like, what is this?
You know, exactly.
Incredible. I'd only seen it on the Country Music Channel.
Right,
a brief,
right. Well, we were the first, and I think to this day, the only feature film to end with a kickboxing scene at Carhenge. So.
Magnificent. I'll bounce back to politically, we've got the elections coming up here, mm-hmm. the midterms coming up. Speech writing for Tom Harkin.
Yeah.
How do you, what happens when you write a speech for someone like this? And what is the process that goes on inside those rooms?
You pretty much, you know, somebody tells you, well, the senator's writing a speech to this group or that group. And then you work with the aide who covers that, you know, subject area, and they tell you kind of the high points to hit. And then you have to, what was interesting is you have to think in the voice of the person who's speaking, and which is really similar to screenwriting. You know, you have to get that voice in your head and then somehow translate it to words. And Harkin was great because he was able to take a script, a script, and really make it feel like it was, you know, off the top of his head. Because many times he would go off script, and it was off the top of his head. But he was not every politician is as good at that as he was, and to be able to come back to the text. So it was fun, and a different subject area every day.
You know? Sure, absolutely. So, do you hear the characters in your head when you're working on a screenplay?
Do you hear
their individual voices?
Yeah, you have to. You have to get all these different voices in your head, which, you know, sometimes, you know, people seek psychiatric help for that. But if you're a screenwriter, you just put it down on paper. But with Bernard and Huey, the new film, we were actually working with a script that was written by Jules Pfeiffer, Oscar, Pulitzer-winning cartoonist and screenwriter. He wrote Carnal Knowledge in 1971 for Mike Nichols, and he actually wrote the script for Bernard and Huey 30 years ago, and it never got produced. And it took me and my producing partner here in Omaha, Dana Altman, we tracked down Pfeiffer, who's now, he's 89, lives out in the Hamptons. He's still writing graphic novels. He's still very productive. And asked him, we had heard that he had some unproduced screenplays. And he said, yeah, I think I got some things, but they've been, you know, I've been divorced a few times. Everything's in storage. I don't know where anything is. So I'll try you back in 4 months and maybe I'll find something. And this took a year and a half until we finally found the script and actually found one copy at the Academy of Motion Picture Library and another, and the handwritten copy at the Library of Congress. And then we made the movie.
You know? Oh, that's magnificent. Yeah. How is it now that you're, how established are you in Hollywood, if you will? I mean, as you come up with an idea and that right. type of thing, do you have a channel that you go through and try to get green lit or get development money, things like that?
No, there's no such thing as development money for the likes of me. But what I have, I think, established over the years is at least a reputation that when I say I'm going to make a film and we set a start date, we make the film. And that's something that Dana and I learned from his grandfather, Robert Altman, you know, to just set that start date. And so when it comes to casting particularly, you know, there are, you know, talent agents at all the agencies that I can go to that I have worked with before with, because we've been very lucky getting a terrific cast in all of our films. That when we say we've got a new project, here's the script, they'll actually read it. And that's one of the hardest things for any independent or Hollywood filmmaker to do, is to get the agents to read the script, because that's the only way you're going to get the actors to read the script. And but in terms of financing, I still, on all my films, I start with a Kickstarter campaign with crowdfunding. Probably a third of our crowdfunders on Bernard and Huey came from Omaha. They're a lot of old friends from Omaha Central.
Sure.
So thank you guys very much if you're listening. And, you know, and finding, you know, just finding private investors. And some of our investors are local here in Omaha as well. So
if I'm hearing you correctly, and I'd like you to prepare you on either a Facebook site or something, but folks could actually have a hand in a future production. They
Absolutely.
Might be able to contribute to making something like that happen. Well, what is your Facebook
people can find me at danmervish.com is my website, or on Twitter at Dan Mervish, or Facebook.
Sure.
It's probably something similar to that too, Dan Mervish.
How often do you write in the few seconds we have remaining? How often do you just sit down and start writing?
Well, I've written a lot of nonfiction articles, and I've got a book, which I'm actually also going to be signing at the Dundee, called The Cheerful Subversive's Guide to Independent Filmmaking, and my kids did some of the illustrations, so they'll be there signing it too.
That's what the New York Times called you, wasn't it? The
yes,
Cheerful Subversive.
Yes, Cheerful Subversive, exactly.
That's fantastic. Dan Mervish, thank you so much. It's great to have you in town.
Thank you, Mike.
Tomorrow night on the 16th, the screening of Bernard and Huey over at the Dundee Theater, and then down at Ruth Sokoloff Theater, it's Omaha the Movie, The Reunion. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate you coming in today. Morning Edition continues right now.